Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, SignServe, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's your radio voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah High School head football coach, Brett Chappell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Brett Chappell Show here at Jukebox Junction. We are live, and it's Jonathan Jorstad filling in for the very talented Chad Upton, who is ordered by the doctor to take a rest, and it's a well-deserved rest. And Chad, we're thinking of you. We want you to just chill out and take it easy for a little while, and hope to see you real soon. So I'm here with Brett Chappell. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
And I always like to ask this first. You know, the week four is in our rearview mirror. How are you holding up so far, Coach? It's a demanding job. How are you?
We seem to be playing better at home than we are on the road right now. So we got a home game this week, so I'm hopeful we'll play a little bit better than we did last night.
Well, we came away with the win against RS Central, 35-13. The first half was 12-13 in favor of RS Central, and then we came out with a 20-point third quarter, and to end up with the win. Tell me about the game. I mean, tell me what you saw and what we need to know.
Tell of two halves. You know, big thing for us was, you looked at the first half, and even though we scored 12 points and we did some things good defensively as well, it was a pretty ugly half for us. A lot of missed opportunities, missed field goals, missed extra points. Kickoff coverage was not good. I mean, we were not very good on any phase of the game, it didn't seem like, in the first half. And, we look at it overall, thought when we come back out in the second half, we had a little bit more incentive. We were more focused on what we needed to get done. And I thought you saw a really good second half. Kind of flipped the script a little bit, like we say sometimes, and really good second half. Offensively, for the night, we had 302 yards of offense, had 11 different guys touch the ball. Another one of those nights where had a lot of guys involved with touching the ball. Corey had three touchdown passes, had two touchdown runs. Jonathan Mahaffey was solid for us again, 11 carries for 79 yards. Corey had 148 yards passing. It's good to get Tanner back out there. Got the first touchdown in the game, and then got another one later on. Taryn scored last night, had our big defensive lineman score. So we had some good stuff that happened, but a little bit frustrated there in the first half, defensively, and talk about those guys as well. We gave up quite a bit of offense there in the first half and turned around and only gave up 89 yards of offense in the second half. Had two interceptions, one fumble recovery. Coach Hannah and Coach Rogers, they got him a turnover belt. I got to see that break out last night, and a lot of those guys got to be a part of having that. And it was a really good second half, but certainly a slow start for us.
Yeah, and it seemed like in the first half about 90% of their offensive production came off of those two big plays.
Had two big plays, had a couple missed tackles in there, not a busted coverage. We got a line wrong on the long pass, by our safeties in the back end, and didn't have the help over the top like what we had hoped. But, corrected some things there at halftime. And I want to say this to Coach Warren and Coach Gibson there on the offensive side, helped me quite a bit up top and, convinced me to try to open it up a little bit there in the second half and, try some things differently, and got the passing game going. It was a really good decision on those guys' parts. Always good to have, a couple of different opinions, seeing things differently, and being able to put a different package together, come out there in the second half and open things up a little bit, and got Corey loose. And, like I said, really pleased with what we did in the second half, but certainly it was a tough road in the first half.
And quite frankly, it really seemed like a, redo of last week when you came out really, really strong in the third quarter against Tuscola, came out with that fantastic drive, sustained drive by Corey, and you came out last night in the third quarter, and that first drive and that beautiful, beautiful pass, looking like I saw him throwing in preseason to, I believe it's to Tanner Wyke, to start off the scoring in the third quarter.
Like I said, we had looked at some things. We saw a couple of things that we could work on there in the second half offensively. And again, you just I talked about it in the paper, this past week in the Mountaineer. about the fact it was going to be, you know, very hot, very humid. Air doesn't move very well down there. There was no life in the stadium. I mean, it was just, it was dead. You know, and I've been there before and played there and kind of knew what was going to go on. And, you know, it's one thing to be able to tell the kids, you know, this is what's happening. This is where we're at. Really got on them hard before we came off the field during pregame. I mean, you felt it. I knew we were going to be flat as soon as we went through warmups. But, you know, they've got to learn to grow up too. And certainly we got in the hole in the first half, and thankfully we were able to dig out of it in the second half.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. We mentioned that last night about, you know, you're coming off a week where all the hoopla, all the interviews, all the talk, all the everything about the big county clash. You know, you got the, you know, the game day, college game day atmosphere. And then you traveled to RS Central, and like you said, you know, the stadium was kind of dead. It was a very different atmosphere. Coming off a humongous win, was there any chance, you know, did you talk about possible letdown?
I mean, we did even from Monday on. I mean, it was, you know, you always have that. You want to say you try to guard against it. You can. I mean, you can talk about it, and you can go through, and you can have very physical practices. You can, you know, we actually lightened up just a little bit on Monday just because it was such a physical game against Tuscola. We had a few injuries, so we went a little bit lighter and, you know, our contact and stuff on Monday, but then we kicked back up on Tuesday and Wednesday and had a normal rest of the week. But, you know, like I said, sometimes you can't guard against those things. You can talk about them, but you've got to have a good bunch of seniors that know how to lead, know how to get us ready, and it took us a little while to get going last night.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Brett Chapel Show live at the Jukebox Junction.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist in orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Brett Chapel Show here at Jukebox Junction. I'm Jonathan Jorstad. Steve Kelly back at the station. Coach, you're 4-0. I got to ask, how many times in your career have you been 4-0?
You know, that's a good question. Been coaching for a little while. I know we talked about it just a little bit there last night when the game was over with. 2016, a couple of years ago, we were 4-0. When I was at East Henderson, we had a couple of really good seasons, had a 13-2 year, but we lost the first game of the year and, of course, lost the last game in the playoffs, had a good stretch in between. But this is, I guess you would probably look at it and say, it's probably the second time maybe in my career that we've been 4-0 out of the gate. 16 was the first one, I guess, and then this would be the second one.
And how can you, if you can compare the differences between the last 4-0 start compared to this 4-0 start, how does this team feel going forward here?
You know, every team has its own different personality. Certainly this one does as well. You know, this team right here, even though we struggled a little bit early on a couple of big plays, this team that we have right here seems to be more defense-based, you know, seem to have a place that we can rally behind those defensive guys. You saw some good flashes of offense last night, some things that I think that we can continue to work on and get better at. But, you know, in the same breath, we got some really good seniors, had some good seniors on that 16 team as well. It's always neat looking back on them when those seasons are over with and you kind of reflect back on how those seasons went and how the games were and all those things. We struggled, you know, you're talking about similarities. We had such a great win in 2016 against Tuscola. And then we struggled for about 4 weeks to get it back. I mean, it took, you know, forever to get it back to where we were playing at that high level, and ended up getting beat by Brevard in the last game of the regular season and shared the conference title, and changed some things up, I remember, after that last game going into the playoffs, and got them back and got back to playing at that high level and made a nice little run in the playoffs and got into the third round. very similar to that. You know, coming off that big win, a little bit flat this week. I can tell you one thing, there won't be, we can't be flat this coming week. You know, playing at home with Greenville coming in, you know, really good team out of Tennessee. I know we'll talk about them in a few minutes, but, you know, there's always some similarities. It's great to get that win against Tuscola, but it is such an emotional win. Sometimes it takes you a little while to get going again. Hopefully we'll get that energy back and for four quarters and play at a really high level.
Well, I can say you definitely had it in the third quarter, that's for sure. So the defense is really strong. We all know that. Everybody talks about it. We talk about it constantly every Friday night. One thing I noticed last night, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, we have given up four touchdowns this year, and every single one of them have been by a big play. You had the one big play in Murphy. You had the zero at Inca. You had the one at Tuscola and the two last night at RS Central. Big plays right now, you know, is what the defense is giving up. It seems like, you know, everybody gets lucky once in a while, but there's been really no sustained drives against this defense so far.
No, that's one thing that has been good that you look back on is we've not been able to have teams that, like you have mentioned, drive the ball on us. But in the same breath, we got to put our defense in a good position. You know, when we're on offense, we've got to make sure we don't give that, you know, the opposing team offense a short field. And that comes back to kickoff, too. You know, like I said, I was a little disappointed in the kickoff team early last night. Gave up a return past the 50-yard line. Put our defense in a bad position to start with. But we made a couple of changes on it going into the second half, and I thought it got much better. Had a couple of kickoffs we pinned back inside of the 30. So gave them a longer field to work with. You know, again, I thought the defense was good. I thought the punt team was pretty good. You know, we had a couple of punts that we downed inside the 15-yard line. That seems to be a strong point for us as well. Devin had a couple of good returns, got one past the 50 on the kickoff return. Tanner was up in there as well on a nice return. So we got some bits and pieces. You know, we got to continue to work together. I think that's the one thing as a coach you're looking for is to feed off of each other, whether it be on offense, defense, or special teams. And, again, I thought the second half was a nice finish, better in the first half.
And Coach, we really have a talented secondary as well. It just seems to me that we don't really call their names that often because, you know, the defensive front is so good and the linebacking core is so good that we never really seem to get to the secondary.
Well, you mentioned it, you know, talking about the defensive front. You know, they're keeping the linebackers clean, keeping the offensive guys off of them, which allows them to make more tackles as well. Not getting a whole lot of tackles on the back end, but you're getting some pretty good coverage, you know, back there. We will certainly be tested on that back end this week. We will see a really good quarterback, maybe the best we'll see all year, with a great group of wide receivers, big offensive front. So they're going to protect him well. You know, it's going to be a tough matchup for us. But I'm always wanting to see how our kids can react to the big-time atmosphere. Obviously, we saw that with the Tuscola game. Now we're going to get that big-time team coming in. So, again, interested to see how our team goes through practice this week and prepares, gets ready for Greenville next week, and playing at home. So excited about that, and see how we match up with them.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have a lot more to discuss with Coach Brett Chappell on the Brett Chappell Show. Stay with us.
Hometown Hardware can help you prepare for fall with a 20-volt lithium blower sweeper, $94.99, or a steel leaf rake, $6.99. Aviation snips, left, right, or straight cutting snips, $11.99, will help out with all your pruning. Protect your eyes while tackling all your yard chores with Nakura Safety. Soft and flexible, only $11.99. 10% off all canning items like canners, jars, and seasoning packets. Hometown Hardware also has your holiday craft sprays and paints. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Welcome back to the Brett Chappell Show here at Jukebox Junction. I'm Jonathan Jorstad, Steve Kelly back at the station, and I'm, of course, here with Coach Brett Chappell. Coach, We really have been watching the Corey Griffith development all season long, and it seems to me that he has really put together a couple good games in a row here, and he really looks like he's throwing that ball really tight now. Maybe still struggle a little bit with the deep ball, but that's something I think will come in later on in his development. Talk to us a little bit about Corey, not only Corey, but the offense in general.
You know, offense in general, the one thing that we have tried to do, and I think we've done a pretty good job, is be balanced. I think we had 154 yards rushing last night and had 148 yards passing. So pretty good balance when you're looking at it from that standpoint, from the yardage. We've got some really good kids that we're trying to get the ball to. Again, we had 11 guys that touched the ball last night, whether it was catching passes or rushing the ball. Those are always good things to see as well. And that makes it a little bit harder for defenses to defend us, when there's not really one that they can go to. You were talking about Corey having a couple of good games here in a row. I think something that's very important to know as well, both of these games are when we had Tanner back. And certainly Tanner helps give Corey some confidence, having him back out wide. Certainly we saw what Kane could do last week, against Tuscola out in the open field. So we've got some really good weapons. Obviously he's starting to become more comfortable in the pocket, moving around a little bit and throwing the ball. And we've started to get that running game again. So we're kind of offsetting some of that pressure off of him too. And, it's always going to be a work in progress. We're always moving forward, trying to get better each week. Some defenses are going to give us some things. Last night the defense for RS Central was giving us the middle of the field. I thought our guys up top, Coach Warren and Coach Gibson did a good job seeing that and helping us get in some situations to make some really good play calls and open it up a little bit and let Corey make some long passes. And, again, we've got some good people out there. We just got to get the ball to them.
Yeah, and you guys are really wise to see that middle was wide open there in the third quarter especially. So last night we did not see Eric Robinson play. What's the status on Eric?
We had held Eric out last night. He went through practice this week, but we had no contact on him. Had a little bit of a bum shoulder from the Tuscola game. Felt like it was probably a good week that we could rest him just a little bit. I'm hopeful that we come back in on Monday and he's good to go, and we'll move forward with getting him back into the mix as well. He gives us another one of those kids that's got breakaway speed and get him out in the open field. And like I said, we certainly need him as we get going towards conference play here in a few weeks.
Yeah, and it looks like Tanner is back to maybe not 100%, but pretty well there. Looks like he was moving okay.
He's getting closer. Obviously he got to play defense last night, which he didn't last week against Tuscola. So it's good to see him back out there. Still not 100% yet, but I think he's getting there. Won't be long before he will be back up to full speed. And like I said, it's always good for Tanner to be in there with us. Helps Corey with that confidence level as well. And we're starting to mature a little bit, on the offensive side. And that's exciting to see. We've got to be able to, sustain drives. We can't get down there close to the red zone and then bottom out. And that was one thing we did there in the first half. Got to be able to come away with points, whether it's a field goal or whatever it may be. But, again, we're going to continue to push forward and try to get better each week and get ready for this game coming up next Friday.
And Coach, you briefly mentioned this earlier, but Taren Brown scoring his first career touchdown last night. Always a fun sight to see. How many more carries do you think Taren's going to get this year?
No, Big Taren. It was nice to get him in the end zone last night. After we called the play, I was probably more interested to see how he was going to celebrate, and I was hopeful he wasn't going to get a 15-yard penalty. But he didn't. He did a good job, and got in there and got the ball to the referee. And it's always good to try to reward some of our kids when we get a chance to for some of the hard work that they do. And Taren goes in on some short yardage stuff, and we were able to get him in the end zone last night. Also we had Christian Cremines last night that's filling in for Hunter Shalladay on offense and defensive side. He had a carry last night for us as well at fullback, and it's good to have him back with us. So we're excited about that. And again, we just like I said, it's a work in progress on both fronts, from the offense and the defensive side. And we'll go in this morning and watch some film and try to get us a good game plan together going into next Friday night.
Yeah, we called Christian's name a couple times last night, both on the offensive side and defensive side. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we will have more of the Brett Chappell Show here at the Jukebox Junction.
Are you planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Brett Chapel Show here at Jukebox Junction. I'm Jonathan Jorstad. Steve Kelly back at the station. Brett Chapel with us as always. Coach, you know, we've mentioned a little bit, and let's talk about it. You know, you got the big Greenville, Tennessee matchup this Friday. How do you prepare for a team like this? You know, what's your week going to look like?
You know, as you look at Greenville and start preparing for these guys, and we can talk about them now, they're 19-0. They were 15-0 last year, you know, 4A state champion, returned quite a bit of their team. I don't think they graduated very many at all. Obviously, everything starts with them, with Coach Ballard's son, who is a quarterback, been in that system for a long time, probably been doing it in his backyard at home when he was a small kid. So he's certainly very comfortable back there in the pocket, you know, with the things that he does, really good runner. He is going to Army. You know, they've got quite a few Division I and Division II recruits on that team. So a really good ball team. You know, the things that we're looking at for us, we've got to be able to disrupt their flow of things offensively, you know, whether it be a turnover or whether it be a sack or something. You know, we've got to be able to win a couple of downs. First down will be obviously be important to us. And then on the offensive side for us, we've got to be able to sustain some drives. We've got to be able to move the ball. I think you look at it last year when we went up there and played those guys, you know, it took us just a little bit to get adjusted to that team speed they had. They had some matchup problems for us, you know, and they took advantage of those early and often it seemed like. And then we kind of got settled in a little bit and, you know, we started going toe-to-toe with them there in the second half. So I'm excited for the opportunity, you know, to have Greenville come to Canton. It'll be their first trip coming here, you know, excited about the game. But I'm excited to see how our kids handle it, how the week of practice goes, how we prepare, getting ready for this game. Be a great opportunity for us to play against a really good football team from another state and see how we match up with those guys.
Yeah, and I think a matchup like this, you know, let you see where you stand. You know, hopefully you come out with a win. That's obviously the goal. But I think it really helps you later on when the playoffs are here and you're matching up with other teams that will look kind of like this.
It is, you know, very similar to what might be one of those playoff teams that you face deep in a third and fourth round type deals. The other thing, and I don't think probably our average fans understand this, you know, everything now is ranked on max preps. So your strength of schedule plays into this. And playing a team like Greenville that is ranked as high as they are helps us when it comes time for the playoff seeding. Now, that's provided that we have a good game with them and all of those things. Obviously, we're going to prepare to get a win, but it's very important for us to go out there and play as good as we can against those guys because that will come back and help us come playoff time. So, you know, strength of schedule plays into this stuff now with the Max Preps ratings. And, again, I'm excited about the opportunity to play those guys. Really good coaching staff. You know, got a chance to meet Coach Ballard there last year. Certainly has done an outstanding job there at Greenville High School. And, you know, they do things the right way. I always got a lot of respect for programs who seem to do things the way that we do them as well. And, you know, excited about being a host for them. Come on up here and enjoy a great atmosphere. I hope we have a really good crowd. I know when we went to Greenville last year, we traveled really well. I talked to the principal there before and after the game, and he didn't realize that we would travel as well as we did. I know we were packed on the visitor side, so I'm hopeful they bring a good crowd as well, and looking forward to that opportunity Friday.
Well, that's interesting that you would say that they do the strength of schedule in the rankings. We were talking about that earlier. I wasn't quite sure how high school did that. I know college does it that way, so that's quite interesting. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a little bit more of the Brett Chappell Show. Stay with us.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud sponsors of the Piscataquis Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Brett Chappell Show here at Jukebox Junction. I'm Jonathan Jorstad filling in for Chad Upton, Steve Kelly back at the station, and of course, Brett Chappell, the legend in the making here. Coach, after Greenville, we've got Polk, talk to me a little bit about Polk and what we're going to be looking at there.
2 weeks down the road, we've got Polk County. Coach Ollis, longtime coach, and not only North Carolina but South Carolina as well. I've known Coach Ollis and his wife for a long time. Really good family. Had some outstanding boys of their own that came through and played. One of them went on to the Air Force Academy and did some really good things out there. But obviously, we're looking at those guys a couple of weeks down the road. They've been hit, by some unfortunate circumstances. They lost one of their young men early in the preseason in a car wreck. Got killed in a car wreck. Really good player for them, and it's unfortunate when you have any kind of thing like that happen. And it seems like in the coaching profession, you're going to run into it at some point. And certainly hate that for them and their program. And then they had another big injury a couple of weeks ago, where they're starting running back. And everybody's dealing with injuries and all of those things. You hate to see programs go through that, but that's part of it as well. Part of dealing with those injuries and different circumstances as you move through the season. And obviously we'll start focusing on them after the Greenville game. But like I said, we're excited about being semi healthy. Coming out of this week, hopefully we'll pick Eric back up. Hunter Shalaby obviously got looked at this week. Got a cast taken off. Got put in a brace. So I think he's got another appointment coming up. So we'll, be keeping him in our thoughts and prayers as well, as he has his follow-up appointment coming up this Thursday, and kind of seeing where we go from here with him. Like I said, it's good to be 4-0. Obviously looking to get 5-0 after this week. If we can, we're going to go out and give it a great effort and see what happens.
Yeah, and then you got the bye week after Polk, and then was that done on purpose before the conference? Because that's right before the conference starts. You got a bye week. If you got any injuries, you can heal them up. That's a really good time to have a bye.
It is. We looked at it when we were doing the schedules. When the new conference came out, and we saw that it was six teams. We had an opportunity there to probably put that open date right there in the middle before you started conference. Really good place for us. Hopefully we're going to get to that place in the season and not be dinged up too bad. But if we are, it gives us an opportunity to catch our breath and try to get back as healthy as we can before we start that five-game push, in the conference. The schedule is not as good on the conference end of it. Last year we finished the season with two home games, You know, this year we're going to finish the season with two away games. So, you know, I don't like how that breaks up, but unfortunately that's the way it is. And, you know, we'll have a couple of home conference games, and then we'll have three away games.
And those away games are Franklin and Brevard to finish up the season. That's going to be always tough there.
Always tough games to finish up with. But I feel like our conference, when you look at the rankings and you look at records and all those things, our conference certainly stacks up as one of the best conference in Western North Carolina from top to bottom. You know, we got a couple of weeks before we get to that point, but you know, it's going to be a tough go once we get into conference. Certainly, we still have all of our goals sitting in front of us, and we'll try to reach out there and grab those things as we go through the rest of the regular season.
And one of the things I saw last night that I think is absolutely, you know, relatively ridiculous, but they've already got the playoff projections posted right now. And guess who they've got you projected to play in the first round?
I have not seen it.
Smoky Mountain.
First round.
Yeah, first round. So have no idea whether that is going to come to be or not. But, Coach, thank you for being here, as always. This is the Brett Chapel Show. We're at Jukebox Junction. I'm Jonathan Jorstad. Thank you to Steve Kelly at the station. And everyone, have a great day and have a great week.
You've been listening to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, SignServe, Hometown Hardware, and by Haywood Regional Medical Center. Join us again next Saturday here on 101.7 FM and 920 AM WPTL.